where do I even begin? My God, so let me start with saying, what's going on? Welcome back to my channel. Make sure to stay hydrated. Mind your business, live your life, cleanse your soul, go within. All that. So, something I've been working on. Hold on a second. Okay, hopefully that doesn't interfere with the audio. Something, it's probably because of my heavy breathing. I was like, and the monitor was like, nah, you can't do all that. You can't do all that. So, what was I saying? Okay. I've really been working on not trying to be. There's definitely a better way I can articulate this. I've been working on not looking for perfection in my creations. This to say, I'm creating to create. I'm creating for the love of it. I feel like in the past, when it came to the content creation process, I would try to dot my I's, cross my T's, make sure everything was up to par with my standards, make sure everything was perfect. And I know there's no such thing as perfect, you know? So I'm finally trying to be okay with the fact that some of my creations, you know, aren't going to always hit the way that they should. But at the end of the day, what matters is that I was able to express myself. And that's it. Plus, you determine whether it, you know, comes out the way you want it to. I know that sometimes views can be one of those factors that maybe make you think, or in the past, I can just only speak for myself. In the past, I feel like whether someone viewed or liked my content made me feel like, oh, you know, what I'm putting out is pretty okay. But now I'm just like, I create for me. And I was like that in the past, and I'm coming into that again. I'm slowly kind of going back into that state of mind because I create for me. It's nice when other people like what I create, but at the end of the day, I create for me. I create to release, I create to inspire, to empower, to elevate. That's essentially what I'm here to do. So, yeah. Sometimes what I create can be for other people to feel that way. But at the end of the day, it's kind of, my art is for me. It's for me to ultimately express myself and share that expression with the world. So I guess this is just a message for any creator that is going through a tough time right now, trying to put out content or trying to put out content that they're very, you know, they're proud of, because I know how that goes. I know that it can be challenging. I know that sometimes you create something and you're like, oh, you know, it's good, and it doesn't get the feedback that you feel like it should. Or you might have moments where you create and you create and you create and you want some kind of recognition for that, but you may not get it. At the end of the day, continue to create. Continue to put that art out there, because that's you. That's you expressing yourself. That's your heart and soul in whatever medium that you put your art out there in. So continue to do that, continue to elevate, and I just want to say I see you, and I hear you, and I appreciate you for continuing to put out your work, regardless of whatever feedback you may receive. Keep going.